Good morning. A large storm system well to the east of the mid-Atlantic region continues to track to the north and will pass well east of Cape Cod during the day today. The main effects will be high surf and gusty winds along the coast, although some moisture being drawn in from the Atlantic is producing a lot of low clouds and some patchy freezing drizzle and freezing rain, especially in the southern part of New York and New England. Some of that moisture could creep northward toward the I-90 corridor for some spotty freezing drizzle early this morning. However, most of the region will be dry outside of these locations with mostly cloudy skies and just about everyone starting off in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Skies will remain mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We do run the risk of a few patchy showers passing by as temperatures top out in the middle and upper 30s on average with a light north breeze. As the coastal storm tracks away from the region, a mid-level disturbance will strengthen and pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region tonight. Skies will remain cloudy and precipitation will break out, mainly in the form of rain across the area. However, as the atmosphere cools, we'll see a transition to sleet and then overnight even snow, especially across the higher terrain. The higher terrain will also have the best chance of accumulating snow during the overnight hours, and most of the hills and mountains will pick up 1 to 3 inches of snow, while the valley locations will have a coating up to an inch, maybe two, in a few spots by sunrise on Tuesday. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s once again. As we get into the day on Tuesday, that precipitation will wind down after the morning drive, and skies will remain mostly cloudy. Temperatures will bounce back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. High pressure will temporarily build in for the middle of the week on Wednesday, although skies will remain mostly cloudy. Some sunshine will mix in, and we'll hit the lower 40s once again for daytime highs. And right now it looks like the day with the most sunshine this week will be Thursday with that high pressure center overhead, high temperatures in the lower to mid 40s. The next system will move in on Thursday night and arrive on Friday with clouds, and right now it looks like rain showers out ahead of the system. Readings will push into the upper 40s for daytime highs and then cool off behind it as we return to sunshine for the day on Saturday. High temperatures to start the weekend will be in the lower 40s, and another disturbance will produce the chance of some rain and snow showers on Sunday. At Mount Washington this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 28 degrees with a southeast wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 22, 64% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Pala, California, to a low of 11 below zero at Island Pond, Vermont. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy and breezy with rain in the mid-40s, Boston windy and raw with rain and highs in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 28, that's 11 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, still just 6/10 of an inch for the month, which is 3/10 of an inch below normal, and 6/10 is also the total for the season, which is 6/10 of an inch below normal. There were 37 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 490 for the month, which is 97 above normal, and 922 for the season, which is 116 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees. The average low, 31. The record high, 71, set in 1928 and 1921. And the record low, 10, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m. 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont. Also, the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a little spotty light freezing rain or drizzle today, and highs in the lower 30s. Cloudy, with freezing rain and sleet tonight, changing to snow, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, freezing rain early today, then rain showers with highs around 40. Rain tonight, perhaps mixed with sleet and snow, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a little spotty light freezing rain or drizzle this morning, then scattered showers today with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with rain changing to snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Cloudy with light freezing rain or drizzle this morning, then plain rain showers today with highs in the upper 30s. Cloudy with freezing rain and sleet tonight, changing to snow overnight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a little spotty light freezing rain or drizzle this morning, then scattered showers today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Cloudy with rain and sleet tonight, changing to snow with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain and snow early in the day, then a chance of a few rain showers in the afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy, lower 40s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, lower to mid-40s. Showers likely on Friday in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny on Saturday in the lower 40s. And again, a chance of rain and snow showers on Sunday in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.